The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Wednesday of the third week of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. In today's Gospel, a continuation of the Bread of Life discourse from John chapter 6, Jesus interjects into his teaching on the Eucharist a declaration of God's design for our salvation. He says, "This is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." This verse, which is John 6, verse 40, is cited four times in the Catechism of the Catholic Church and makes the direct claim that the possibility and hope of heaven is directly linked with and is the fruit of faith in Christ. In the Catechism, paragraph 161, we read, "Believing in Jesus Christ and in the one who sent him for our salvation is necessary for obtaining that salvation, since without faith it is impossible to please God. And to attain to the fellowship of his sons, therefore, without faith, no one has ever attained justification, nor will anyone obtain eternal life, but he who endures to the end." Does Jesus intend to link this teaching on salvation with his teaching on the bread of life? I think it's obvious. After all, these remarks are embedded within the longer discourse on the Holy Eucharist, and it's logical to conclude that they're related. So that essential to seeing the Son and believing in him is to receive his teaching and his doctrine, including that on the Eucharist, with a receptive mind and heart. I mean, really, this is the heart of faith, to trust in God. And it will take a lot of trust for Jesus' disciples to believe that he is quite literally the bread of life, and that they must feed upon this bread in order to have eternal life. But the Eucharist is not directed only to the future. It anticipates the fulfillment of God's kingdom and prepares us for it while we are still on earth. This is accomplished by the many graces that flow from a worthy reception of Holy Communion. And among these are, first, Holy Communion strengthens our union with Christ. We'll hear more about this as the days go by, as John's Gospel unfolds. Secondly, the Eucharist separates us from sin by wiping out venial sins and preserving us from mortal sins. Now, it goes without saying, if we're conscious of having committed a mortal sin, we should go to confession right away. We should never receive Holy Communion until we've done so. Third, it makes the Church, and that the reception of Holy Communion renews, strengthens, and deepens our incorporation into the mystical body of Christ. And fourth, the Eucharist commits us to the poor. St. John Chrysostom wrote about the Eucharistic, this Eucharistic coherence, that our devotion to the Eucharist and Holy Communion should lead us to become servants of others. He said, "You have tasted the blood of the Lord, yet you do not recognize your brother. You dishonor this table when you do not judge worthy of sharing your food with someone judged worthy to take part in this meal. God freed you from all your sins and invited you here, but you have not become more merciful." Fifth, Holy Communion awakens in the believer desire for unity in the Church and among all Christians. So today let's pray. Help us to see you in the Holy Eucharist, O Lord, so that we may begin to experience in this life the glory of the world to come. God bless you.